Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to continue our exploration of coastal geomorphology by focusing on coastal erosion and the various strategies used to manage it. This is a topic of immense practical importance, especially as sea levels rise and human development along coastlines intensifies. Let's start by looking at the natural processes that drive erosion. Wave energy is the primary agent. The amount of energy a wave carries depends on wind speed, duration, and the fetch, that's the distance over which the wind blows. When waves break against the shore, they exert tremendous force, dislodging particles and gradually wearing away the land. But the type of rock makes a huge difference. For instance, cliffs composed of soft rock, like clay or shale, erode much more quickly than those made of hard rock like granite. In fact, some soft rock cliffs can retreat by several meters in a single year, while hard rock cliffs may take centuries to show noticeable change. Now, erosion isn't just about the direct impact of waves. There are also chemical and biological processes at work. Salt weathering, for example, occurs when salt crystals grow in pore spaces and exert pressure, weakening the rock. And organisms like mollusks can bore into rock, making it more susceptible to wave attack. But today I want to focus on the physical mechanisms and how we respond to them. Coastal management strategies generally fall into two categories: hard engineering and soft engineering. Hard engineering involves building physical structures to resist the energy of the sea. Common examples include sea walls, groynes, and breakwaters. Groynes are particularly interesting. They're barriers built perpendicular to the shore, designed to trap sediment moving along the coast by longshore drift. By trapping sand, they can widen beaches, which then act as a natural buffer against waves. However, groynes have a significant downside. While they build up the beach on the updrift side, they often starve the downdrift side of sediment, leading to increased erosion further along the coast. This is a classic example of how hard engineering can simply shift the problem elsewhere. In contrast, soft engineering works with natural processes rather than against them. One approach that's gained traction in recent years is managed retreat, also known as managed realignment. This involves deliberately allowing the coastline to move inland, creating new intertidal habitats like salt marshes and mudflats. These habitats not only absorb wave energy, reducing erosion further inland, but also provide valuable ecosystems. Managed retreat is often controversial because it means giving up land, sometimes agricultural land or even property. But in many cases, it's more sustainable and cost-effective in the long term than constantly rebuilding hard defenses. Let me give you a concrete example. On the east coast of England, there's an area called the Holderness Coast. It's one of the fastest eroding coastlines in Europe, with an average retreat rate of about 2 meters per year. The cliffs there are mostly soft boulder clay, which is highly susceptible to erosion. For decades, the response was to build groynes and sea walls, particularly to protect towns like Hornsey and Withernsea. But these structures have exacerbated erosion in adjacent, undefended areas. In some places, the coast has retreated by over 30 meters in just a few years. This has led to a shift in policy, with more emphasis on managed retreat in less populated sections. Of course, management decisions aren't based solely on physical processes. There are powerful socio-economic factors at play. Tourism pressure is a major one. Coastal communities often rely on beaches to attract visitors, so there's strong demand to maintain wide, sandy beaches. This can lead to the installation of groynes or beach nourishment projects, that's where sand is pumped onto the beach from offshore. But these interventions are expensive and need to be repeated regularly. And then there's the issue of property values. Homes with sea views command high prices, and owners naturally want to protect their investments. This can create political pressure to build hard defenses, even when they're not the most sustainable option. Another critical aspect is long-term monitoring. Without accurate data, it's impossible to assess whether management strategies are working or to predict future changes. Monitoring typically involves regular surveys of beach profiles, cliff recession rates, and sediment budgets. For instance, at the Holderis Coast, researchers use GPS and aerial photography to track changes over time. This data feeds into computer models that simulate coastal evolution under different scenarios. It's painstaking work, but essential for informed decision-making. Now, let's consider the future. Climate change is expected to accelerate sea level rise and increase the frequency of severe storms. This means that coastal erosion will likely become more aggressive. In response, we're seeing a move towards more adaptive management approaches. Instead of trying to hold the line everywhere, planners are identifying areas where retreat is the most sensible option and areas where protection is justified. This often involves difficult trade-offs. For example, a small village might be sacrificed to protect a larger town, or agricultural land might be flooded to create a buffer zone. These decisions require not just scientific understanding, but also community engagement and political will. To wrap up, coastal erosion is a complex interplay of natural forces and human intervention. Hard engineering solutions like groynes can provide local protection, but often cause problems elsewhere. Soft engineering approaches like managed retreat offer more sustainable alternatives, but come with their own challenges. And underlying all of this is the need for robust long-term monitoring to guide our choices. In our next session, we'll look at specific case studies from around the world, including the Netherlands and Bangladesh, to see how different societies are tackling these issues. Thank you.